Live from NPR News, I'm Korva Coleman. Judge Amy Coney Barrett is in the third day of her Supreme Court confirmation hearing. She's been questioned about abortion rights, the Affordable Care Act, and the Voting Rights Act. Barrett was pressed to explain her statement that her judicial philosophy was that of late Justice Antonin Scalia, a well-known conservative.
When I said that Justice Scalia's philosophy is mine, too, I certainly didn't mean to say that every sentence that came out of Justice Scalia's mouth or every sentence that he wrote is one that I would agree with. When I said Justice Scalia's philosophy is mine, too, what I meant is that his jurisprudential approach to text, as we've talked about originalism and textualism, is the same that I would take.
In further discussion, Barrett said she could not answer a question about whether a president has the absolute right to pardon himself because this hasn't been tested in court. Barrett says she cannot offer a view because it's a matter that requires further legal analysis. Texas began early voting on Tuesday. Turnout has been heavy. As Texas Public Radio's Jack Morgan reports, lines were long at polls in San Antonio.
Videos posted to Twitter showed lines nearly a quarter mile long at several locations in San Antonio. It was a big surprise for voter Lori Haley.
It's unlike anything I've ever seen in my life coming to vote. I've seen it on TV and in other states where people have had to wait hours in line.
Another voter, Chelsea Hart, said she was highly motivated to vote in person.
I feel like it would be a disservice to myself, my friends, my family, my future children, if I didn't vote the way I'm voting.
President Trump carried Texas by a comfortable margin in 2016. This time around, polls show a much more competitive race. For NPR News, I'm Jack Morgan in San Antonio.
In Afghanistan, 9 people have been killed after a pair of Afghan army helicopters collided. This happened as some of the worst clashes in months occurred between Afghan forces and the Taliban. NPR's Dia Hadid has more.
Following the overnight crash, Reuters reported that the Afghan defense minister flew to the southern Helmand province to assess the situation. Fighting there kicked off on Sunday when the Taliban overran a highway in villages around the provincial capital of Lashkargah. Officials say some 5,000 families have so far fled the fighting, and American forces conducted airstrikes to try repel the insurgents. While there's clashes across the country, this is the first time insurgents have tried to overrun a provincial capital since peace talks began with the Afghan government in September. It's widely seen as a violation of the agreement the Taliban made with the US before these negotiations began, and Afghan negotiators worry that spiraling violence could turn people against the talks. Dia Hadid, NPR News, Islamabad.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials are lower, down 15 points at 28,663. This is NPR. Pharmaceutical maker Eli Lilly is pausing its trial of a COVID-19 antibody therapy to investigate a possible safety issue. This treatment is designed to stop the coronavirus from infecting human cells. This comes after drug maker Johnson & Johnson paused its COVID vaccine trial Monday to check a vaccine volunteer's unexplained illness. Holiday shopping is set to look different this year at Walmart, the world's largest retailer. NPR's Giles Snyder reports on the company's plan to revamp Black Friday shopping amid the pandemic.
The day after Thanksgiving remains a big day for retailers, but its significance has declined in recent years as consumers change their spending habits due to online shopping. And this year, the coronavirus pandemic has made shoppers cautious about big crowds. Walmart has announced plans to offer sanitized carts and encourage mask wearing and to limit the number of people in its stores. And the company says it will spread out those one-day Black Friday deals over 3 weekends in November, with each event beginning online and continuing in Walmart stores, which will open at 5 a.m. on Black Friday days. Giles Snyder, NPR News.
The California State Republican Party is defying an order from the California Secretary of State and will continue putting out unofficial ballot boxes for voters to drop in their marked ballots. The California GOP claims Democrats are trying to suppress votes. The California Secretary of State says the GOP boxes do not have security and he may consider criminal charges against the party. This is NPR News.